You're listening to the Everything Swallow podcast with Sean and Shayna Swallow.
Boom. Start however you want to start.
All right. Hi, Melinda.
Hi, Shayna.
I'm glad you came to hang out
with us
today.
Thank you for having me.
I'm excited. I love you so much.
I can't wait.
So Melinda is a good friend of ours that we decided to invite onto the podcast because she does all kinds of amazing things. It's true.
The laundry list is too long
to list. It is so great. I don't even know. How old are you?
I'm 28. And gosh, I've known you guys for like, what, 6, 7 years
now? Yeah.
Gee whiz.
Too long?
Yeah.
It feels like that long.
When did you start working at Intercom?
Intercom. It was probably like 6 years ago, yeah.
Well, that didn't help. How old were you, 22?
Yeah, I was 22. I'm 28 now. So yes, about 7 years ago.
That was great, man.
Yeah.
Geez, 6 years ago.
That was the first time I went to your Halloween party, and I roll in. I was like,
what the hell?
I was only
30. Right?
Holy shit.
I know, right? It just gets better.
Every year, it just gets better and bigger.
Your first year you came to our Halloween party 6 years ago?
Did you ever come again?
And
I had no idea. Oh, yeah. I haven't been since because I've been so busy because I've been going to like traveling to LA and working in LA, and I've been missing your party because I've been in LA for the past 3 years.
Yep.
I bet those were good parties too, so I can't give you too much blame for that.
That's a whole different story. Parties go till 4 a.m. over there, and it's
nuts. Our party went till 5, girl.
You're like, why are people leaving?
I've seen a total kind of transition of party. I felt like there was more people at this party than there were at that first party.
Oh yeah, totally.
Although the first party felt busy, but this party was nuts.
It was nuts. We had fire spinners at this party.
You loved the fire jugglers. I'm gonna learn how to do it, and then maybe you'll
learn how to do poi, man. There's so many
poi. That's what it's called.
The
art of poi.
Yes.
Art of poi.
Yes.
That's what. Yeah.
We're learning all kinds of new words like poi and coitus and.
I think the term, like the definition of poi, is just the art of spinning. You can spin staves, like actual things that spin. You can do like, you know, staves and swords and whips. You can. Spin anything you really want.
Poi.
Yeah.
I'm going to learn some poi. And you'll be all, I'm not feeling it tonight. And I'll say, well, what if I do some poi?
Okay. All right. Spin some fire.
You'll be like, I'll try it. I mean, come on.
That's right.
Yeah, just watch. Poi. I'll put on my loin cloth.
I do like that. He's got the best loin cloth. What is that made out of? Elk?
Elk.
Yeah, it's nice.
Actually, we're here to talk about you.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Not about my loincloth. Well, I'm really glad that you were here. I always do that for some reason, just turning right back to my loincloth.
Well, I was saying, your party expanded from just being, the outside, right?
Yeah.
And then it went from, I now have a werewolf living in the backyard in the chicken coop.
Yes.
So. Now you have ghosts floating in the trees. So it went from the house to it's a full backyard attraction.
It's a whole experience.
The whole yard is lit up.
How about the hallway?
The hallway is pretty kinky.
Was it good? Did you like it? See, no one got my Hellraiser hallway.
I did.
Maybe if I'd have been Pinhead. If I'd have been Pinhead, maybe then people would have got the hallway.
Should have had Pandora's box hanging out somewhere.
Oh, really? And maybe I could have just put up a poster from the movie that said Hellraiser, and people would have got,
Hellraiser theme.
I mean, 60 chains hanging from the ceiling in a black hallway is Hellraiser enough?
I had no idea. When he told me about it, I was like...
I just thought it was we're just walking through Satan's hallway.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah, right?
I'm sorry, I dropped the ball. I know who
exactly
Hellraiser is.
That's not your fault. No, maybe I should have put up a sign.
Lost in translation.
Well, next
lost
year
in generation.
Generation.
I think it's lost in generation.
I don't know. We had a good mix of people here. It was super fun.
Well, it was awesome. And
well,
I'm glad you were here.
Yeah, it was so much fun. I wish I would have stayed a little bit longer because I think as the night went on, it just got crazier and crazier.
It did get crazier and crazier.
It got fun. So you left and went to a different party. How'd we measure up?
You had the best party of the night. I had people on my Instagram stories that were like, where are you at?
We wouldn't come.
God, this is the best party ever. They're just like, is that real? Is that a baby fetus in a jar? They were just losing their mind. I was like, no, dude, this party's cool. It's totally fake. Yep. Don't lose your noodle here.
That's how we do it.
It's real chicken, though.
It is a real chicken. That's how good our art is.
Is that shrunken head real? Yeah, it's your mom.
Yes, it is. The shrunken heads.
Great, right? There's two of them.
We make them good enough that you think they're real.
There's a couple things I question. We're real or not.
In the jar.
Yeah, the creepy dolls in the jars are really clear. Right? A whole bunch
awesome.
Of legs somewhere, too.
Oh, yeah. That's a pair. That was a good one.
And the jar of Barbies that were tattooable.
Yeah, so
all the markers, yeah.
Corner next to the... Chili.
Those poor girls got some dirty tattoos. A few of them got penises.
Right?
Yep, they did.
That's what happens. You have random tattoos at a party.
Right. Yep, that's right. Don't get drunk, get tattooed at my party, bitch.
You get faces on your face.
Stupid Barbie. You're getting a dick on your face.
Oh my lord!
That's so great.
That is so funny.
Great. Oh, oh, great. It is funny though. I do like our house more and more and more.
But like I was saying,
more and more and more up each year.
I was saying your costume was awesome, the way you were dressed, but it wasn't a costume. It was
that's just what I roll in all the time. I just like wear harem pants and throw some contacts in and look at people funny, and they're like, "Are you okay?" And I'm like, "It's just I'm Melinda. I'm me. I have arrived.
I have arrived.
Come in a swirl of clothing and bats.
I love that.
A swirl of clothing and bats. I want some of those contacts.
I know.
I want some creepy contacts. I think that's cool.
I can give you the scoop on where I got mine at.
Yeah.
Maybe don't you have they to can get... sponsor you.
Oh, that'd be awesome. That'd be great. Mm-hmm. My creepy eye look brought to you by eyelids.
They're so
eyelids.
Don't you have to go like a doctor and get the prescriptions and do that whole thing?
I used to do that song and dance. And I got LASIK done 2 months ago. So I got my eyeballs laser, and they're like, "Oh, yeah, you don't have to wear a prescription anymore." So I'm like, "Well, I can just get regular contacts now." Yeah. So that's way cheaper than having to wear contacts. So, you know, I shelled out $4,000 to get my LASIK done. But now I can get regular cool contacts, Halloween
Good
contacts.
For you.
They have like white ones, the white with black ones, and they have the big ones too, a big square that cover your entire eye. Those are fun to shove in.
That'd be
eyeball.
The one, the Ooh, black one.
Yeah, do those hurt?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and just make your eye look all black.
Yeah, it does. I'll show you.
But those look so great. But I don't know. I'm okay with touching my eye. Look, but I don't know. I've never had to wear a contact or anything like that.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. Intense.
They cover your whole eye.
That's awesome.
So I did the photo shoot with my friend on Sunday, and I'm waiting for these photos to come out, but she did my makeup. We used to be a roommate in college, and I was like, "Hey, what are you doing on Sunday?" And she was like, "Nothing." And I'm like, "Can you put makeup on my face and do the thing?" And I was like,
"Do the thing."
Yeah. And then I ran out in the middle of the woods in 40 degree weather and half nakedness and took pictures and stuff. So,
sweet.
I can't wait
for those
to
come out.
Yeah, that's going
to
be cool. It's
going to be pretty cool.
I can't wait to see them.
Yeah.
So let's just give a little background on you. You do makeup.
I do special effects makeup with a little bit of glam, you know, sprinkled in there. But lately, you know, during Halloween season, I do mostly special effects and airbrush for Halloween parties. Right now I work for a haunted house called Field of Screams, up in Thornton. During the rest of the year, I work as an airbrush/glam makeup artist for a company called Insomniac, and they put on music festivals all over the country and all over the world, actually. And I have traveled to New Mexico with them, Japan, Vegas. They do Orlando stop. My friends are actually on their way to Korea to do their first Korea Halloween show happening this weekend.
How are you not there?
Just got two booked up, guys. Yeah. Those spots get booked so fast, and then they'd prefer to have people on that side of the planet to book than having to ship me over there on a plane.
Yep.
And it's their first time I've ever done it, so they want to keep everything just
pretty slow
and really local and with skeleton crew. So maybe next year I'll be on it, but we'll see.
Yeah.
But they do shows all over the world. It's been a pretty crazy whirlwind. I've gone to Japan every year that they've done EDC Japan, and it's been an absolute blast. I'll fly over there and then run around the country for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And then they actually have a China stop coming up in November. Maybe I can go to China. We'll
see.
I don't know.
That'd be cool.
But run over there, and they have like stilt walkers, aerialists, go-go dancers.
Awesome.
Interactive characters that run around the festival that you can get pictures with. And I do all their makeup, and then I get to enjoy the festival after.
That's freaking sweet.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you doing body painting too?
Or is it
mostly this, like they have a costume and you just do their makeup?
With them, they actually have a set look of what they want that's coordinated with the costumes. Because the costumes are actually duplicated multiple times to bring to different festivals all over the world.
Right.
So our costumes we actually have in Asia stay on that side of the planet. And then we have the exact same replica of that costume that stay in the U.S. So it's cheaper on shipping, and then it's just consistent.
Yeah.
So they have like a picture of what exactly the makeup wants to look like. Or sometimes we have a brand new character. Like we debuted these pinata characters at EDC Mexico that were two stilt walkers and then two regular on the regular ground go-go dancers that walked together, but they all had this really cool confetti glamour glitter makeup that one of our makeup artists had to just kind of make on the fly.
Awesome.
And so when they have new characters, you just debuted, and you know, pinatas and And then Mexican culture. The look. And that's the look that they're going to have with that character group for that each
that's
festival.
That's awesome.
Which is really cool.
Have you got to be a part of creating some of those looks?
Actually, last year I was in charge of the haunt crew for their festival they do for Halloween, which is where I've been gone, you know, the past 2-3 years. I've been in charge of airbrushing all of them, making sure they all look consistent. But I'm hoping that eventually I'll be able to maybe design a full character group for them. I do have a couple ideas. That's like my goal, my fingers crossed, you know, hopefully I can just draw it out and be like, hey, I made a character group. You should
check
it out. And be like, oh, this would be really cool to see in real life. And be like, oh yeah, it's on the festival grounds. I made that.
Yeah. That would be cool.
I remember you were working at the radio station. We were doing like promotions and stuff together. And then you were doing some makeup or something. And then all of a sudden you're in China. It went really fast for you.
It was crazy. I went from, you know, it really just was like a whim. I was like, I'm just going to email her. She was the performance director, and I was like, I'm going to email her and, you know, see what happens. And at the time, I was still only doing makeup on around Halloween. I wasn't doing anything like special events, the other times of the year. And then a couple of weeks before the show, she was like, hey, we'd love to have you here and shadow our makeup artist crew to see if you'd be a good fit. And I was like, I'm so down. I'm going to wipe my whole schedule off. I'm going to go do this. And then ever since then, I'll just send her an email and be like, hey, I have my flight booked, or, you know, I'm interested in doing this. They're like, oh yeah, we have a spot. Let me go ahead and book you. Send me your flight information. Then like, oh, send mail out your passport. Here's your visa. Boom, boom. Oh, all of a sudden you're in Japan. You're like, oh, cool.
Wow.
So
take that first step.
I had to take that first step and kind of like, you know, show them what I was made of first. You know, I couldn't just be like, oh yeah, here's my portfolio. They're like, actually, we need you to come out and see if you're really a good fit and how your work ethic is and stuff like that too.
Yeah.
And then that's when they started getting paid gigs and they'll pay for my flights or whatever. So.
Yeah. That's for
now.
And now they pay. Yeah.
Aren't you like a manager or something? You got to be a director. You got like a.
For the haunted house I work for, yeah. Okay. I was like, you know, I'm not a makeup manager, but I kind of oversee, like, I was on TV on Tuesday. That's going to be airing on Monday with Nine News at 6:30-ish and then again at 8 a.m. But Nine News reached out to the haunted house that I work for, and they wanted some makeup done for. To promote the Field of Screams, and that'll be airing on Monday. But they were like, oh yeah, well, you know, we have some other makeup artist. Excuse me. But we want you to be there because, you know, represent, you know, Field of Screams and stuff. And I was like, sure, I'd love to be on TV. I've never been on TV. Yeah. Like, this would be so cool.
And you just did all your makeup right there.
Yeah, just blasted it out. I can't wait to see it. 15 minutes. And
how many did you do?
I just did that one news reporter lady. Yeah. They wanted to cram it in. It's called the Mile High Minute is the name of the segment. So they're going to cram everything into 1 minute.
Right.
But we had to say 3 different tips of, like, Halloween makeup on how to make your Halloween experience better.
Yeah.
You know, when you're celebrating or just making your makeup look better with, like, you know, having fake blood. People are just like, oh, I'd rather make my own fake blood. It's like, actually, you should just go buy it because it's going to stain everything you love, and if you get it on anything, it won't come out.
Right.
And so I'm like, I've reached that point where I've been like, oh, you can make it cheaper. It's actually just better just to buy your own. Or, so like little tips like that just to, you know, take it up a notch.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's pretty fun. I can't wait to see it. Yeah. Here I am, getting to be on the news.
Yeah, we're on the news. Now I'm on the radio.
Oh. Yeah, that's
fun. We're on the internet.
Interwebs.
This lives longer.
Yes, it does.
Forever.
People can record it and listen to it forever.
So now you went to China.
I went to Japan.
Japan.
Last year and the year before.
Yeah. And what show is that called?
That one's called EDC Japan. It's in a place called Chiba.
And
which is in
it's
Tokyo.
It's a music festival?
It's a music festival inside of a baseball stadium.
Okay.
That's where they throw it, and they have a stage actually on the beach. They have a stage inside the baseball stadium, and they have another stage in the parking lot, and it's all just like utter chaos.
Is this like a Burning Man? I mean, is it comparable?
Oh, no, not at all. Like, okay. I think this capacity was maybe like 15, 20,000 people.
Okay.
And it's really central to Tokyo. I think it's only like a 45-an-hour train ride.
Okay.
From Tokyo, so you just ride the train around the bay, and boom, you're right there.
And then other people come dressed up as well.
Oh, yeah. People, here's a really crazy thing about Japanese culture, is that, like, American rave culture is very, you want to be yourself, and you don't want to look like anybody else, so you want to be very unique, you know, and have your own look, or you're glowing, or, you know, you have shoes, or whatever. In Japan, people want to look the same, so you'd see groups of people wearing the exact same clothing, shoes,
really?
Bra, shirts, literally everything to a T. Haircut, hair done, like everything to a T.
Really?
And you had to do a double take. You're like, that entire group of six people look exactly the same. And that's what they like to do. They like to look together and cohesive because Japan has a very prideful sense of being together.
Yeah.
So, wait, do you know the language at all?
No.
No? You just...
No. You can actually...
They know how to say makeup and you go, okay.
Well, most all the performers that were with us were 80% American.
Oh, because you're only working with your staff.
Right. But when we went out into the festival, you know, they'd see you as a gaijin, a white person. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, they're foreigners. They're not from here. And surprisingly, I'd say 80% of the people could speak English or at least could have communicated English to you. You can understand in broken English. And there's like translator apps for you to like communicate with people too. And all the street signs are in English and in kanji.
Wow.
It's very foreigner friendly. Wow. I want people to come to their country and, you know, enjoy their country and stuff like that too. So it's very foreigner friendly and people get really scared about that. I'm like, you can run around Japan with your phone in your hand the entire time.
Yeah.
And you can understand, you know, where you're going, what train to get and stuff like that. But you have to be like smart about it, but that's how we navigated everywhere.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
So now, how long are you out there when you go do these shows?
Yeah.
So the festival is only for 2 days, but they fly us in a day earlier than the festival and a day after is when our hotel is booked.
Right.
But I flew in a week and a half early so I could use my entire visa that they gave me to run around the country. And instead of flying into Tokyo, we flew into Kyoto and spent 3 days in Kyoto, which is actually the original capital of Japan.
I saw your pictures.
Yeah, and it's actually, I think, the oldest city in Japan. So it's super old, lots of temples, really cool. And I heard really good things about it. And so I flew in there, spent a couple days there.
You ate so many things.
Oh my God, I ate so much food.
It was so crazy, some of the food you were eating. I'm like, what are you eating, Melinda?
Oh, yeah.
It's weird. It looked crazy. Some looked really weird.
Here's a crazy little thing. My friend, his girlfriend lived in Japan, and he went to go visit her for 3 months, and... a thing out in Japan is that when people go on vacation or have holiday time, they'll go to some other part of Japan or whatever. And instead of asking, like, where you went, they ask, like, what did you eat?
Oh, yeah.
Because that's a huge, like, eating is such a huge part in Japanese culture. Instead of, like, asking, like, oh, what did you see? It's like, actually, what did you eat? What did you put in your mouth? Like, what happened?
Wow.
Like, that's what people ask when they go to different parts of Japan. They're like, what did
crazy.
You eat?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
You care about so many different better things.
Food is 10 times better out there.
Oh,
like,
I bet.
Walk into a 7-Eleven and it'd be like Whole Foods in a 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven?
Oh, yeah.
Does it say 7-Eleven with the green, the red, and the green?
It is. 7-Eleven actually is a Japanese company.
Shut up.
Yeah, so there's literally like
7-Elevens.
Really, they have fresh food, fried food, and get ramen. You can get, it's like a giant refrigerated section, but it's like the freshest and best quick Japanese food you can ever
their
get.
Their ramen is probably so much better over there. Oh, I mean, everything.
I dream about their ramen sometimes.
Really?
And there's actually
noodles good. Everything.
Oh, everything. Actually, the broth is what makes it.
Oh, I bet.
You can have the best noodles in the world, but you have terrible broth. Throw the whole freaking bowl out.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome.
But there's one or two places here in Denver that I've gone and had ramen at that are pretty comparable to the authentic, you know, Japanese ramen. So.
Yeah. I thought it was great comparing your pictures from your first trip to this trip. It was like, you were like, oh, it's on, bitches.
Now you're a pro.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah,
you
no sleep. Everywhere. My friend, like, we're staying at a hostel, and I'm getting up at 6 a.m. I'm like, get your shit. We're leaving.
Mm-hmm.
We're going. Get the train. Let's go.
Now, my question, like, do you have to pay for your own flights and all that stuff? Or you did in the beginning, and now you're employed?
I did in the beginning, and then
that's
now it really just depends on the show. So international stuff,
yeah.
I think they've gotten into the habit of just at least – compensating for part, if not whole, flight bill, just to encourage people to
go
book for the show.
Yeah.
And so they did this year, and I know for a couple like the China and Korea show, some of them have been compensated as well. But it really just depends on the person and how quickly you apply and if they're willing to compensate it or not.
Right.
Probably a reputation.
And a reputation, exactly.
Yeah.
So that's definitely a huge factor. So it really just kind of depends. And I've gotten really lucky. I've hopefully proven myself that I've, you know, been dedicated
again,
and loyalty
again.
Enough. Because I plan on being in Japan every year that they throw it as long as I can. Because it is so much fun.
Oh,
yeah.
To be able to run around a foreign country for 2 weeks and be like, it's...
Just, everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere.
Yeah.
Literally everywhere. There's,
safe.
Like, there's not enough time for you to, like, even run around a portion of the country.
That's why you got to do little segments.
little pieces
at a time, you know, go through.
Yep.
That's super fun.
Yep.
What do you think is your favorite makeup you're doing? These festivals? Like, what did you do the other day? Did you just go to that festival where you took the photo shoot at?
So that was a Lost Lands Music Festival out in Ohio. And that was the only festival that I pick per year. I know I try to do one festival where I'm just attending. I'm not going to work. I just want to go have fun. Don't have to worry about showing up to work on time or anything like that. So that was the one festival I wanted to attend. But that one is when my friend put dreads in her hair. And I was like, well, you're putting fake dreads in your hair. I only put fake dreads in my hair, too. Right. So it can look the same. So she was green and I was purple. And I was like, you know, that's kind of crazy that they're contrasting colors, but like, or primary colors
and
or whatever.
It goes so good,
goes so well together. And that one is a giant dinosaur festival. There's giant dinosaurs that are made and you can run around.
Oh, that's just cool.
Absolute chaos, but probably the best festival I've been to in a really long time.
A dinosaur festival.
Dinosaurs. There was dinosaurs and fire, and there was fire dancers, there was go-go dancers, there was stilt walkers. Like some of the same team that I work for here in Denver was booked to work that festival too. And
fine.
I was like, I could have worked it, but I was like, no. So I went there and I recognized some of my performer friends are like, hey, how's it going? Oh, you're on stilts. Hey, how's it going? Oh,
yeah.
Really?
That's
excellent. Really
tall. Yeah, that's fun. That's so awesome.
Yeah.
They're just becoming your family.
Oh, yeah,
you're
we're
in
totally
the
just like
you're
a little
in that
family.
World.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely, right? It's like the modern day circus.
Well, that was my friend. Well, so my friend that went with me to Lost Lands, we actually traveled to Japan together. And so we've kind of just been traveling, you know, as much as we can. She lives here in Denver, but she went to Thailand. She's on her way to Korea right now. And so whenever I get a chance, I like feel like I'm chasing her by her coattails, like, hey, let's go do something. Let's go do something fun. Let's go to music festival or whatever.
Fun.
So me and her are just like the traveling duo. And I think next year when we do Japan, we want to do Korea, Thailand, and Vietnam, all just like be gone for like a month.
Yeah.
Oh, you might as well.
If we're on that side of the planet,
you might as well stay
for
a while.
How much do you think that cost you to go do that?
So they paid for my flight. So the only thing I really needed to pay for was like hostels. You know, food.
Traveling money,
just kind of screw around money is really, because the flight is the biggest chunk of money. If that's covered, you know, it's really just like all play money at that point. I think I brought about $1,000 and I left with about $200 or $300 back in my pocket because I was pretty diligent on where we stayed.
Yeah.
And like the hostels too are, you know, super foreigner friendly. We stayed in hostels that, you know, people get sketched out by the term hostel, but it's really like Japan's one of the safest places in the whole world. And, you know, we stayed there for $25 a night, and you had literally a bed and communal showers. It was gender segregated. All your stuff was safe. And then you got to meet other foreign travelers, too. You know, you speak English. You're like, hey, what'd you guys do? Oh, we're from Australia. You guys went to the aquarium.
Right.
You know, we ran around at Harajuku today. I was like, oh, what'd you do at Harajuku? So you're able to have that camaraderie, you know, in the evening. We're all getting ready for bed.
That's
just
pretty
be, like,
cool.
Hanging out. What's going on?
Yeah, that's pretty
cool. That sounds fun. And are they easy to find, the hostels, or you got to book that beforehand?
Honestly, hostels, I think there was so many availabilities. You could just roll in if you wanted to. But we booked all of our stuff ahead of time just to save money and making sure we weren't stranded.
Right.
Because, you know, the summer and the spring are like the busiest times for traveling for foreigners to go to Japan. So we got everything booked ahead of time. But, I mean, I think per night we spent between $25 and $75 per person per night. And that kind of varied. We stayed in hotels a couple nights. For Kyoto, we wanted to stay at a traditional Japanese room, which had tatami mats and like the bamboo slider room dividers.
Yeah.
So we stayed in one of those too, which is super cool.
That would be cool.
You paid more to sleep on the floor?
We did. We paid, I think it was like $75 a night, but we were like, we wanted to experience it. We're in Kyoto, the oldest city in Japan. We might as well do it.
Now, did you know you were going to like it over there this much? Did you do already like Japan and that culture and all of that before you went there?
So I went there for a week the year before, and I feel like a week was just like not enough. Like I was always just wanting to stay more and, you know, explore, because there's so much to do between the history and the culture,
right?
The food. There's people, I know people who live over there and they still haven't even like
seen
all of it. Like there's so much.
And
so after that like week long little, you know, taste I had, I was like, you know, next year I'm going to do this, and this. And I want to spend for 2 weeks or as long as I possibly can with my visa.
Yeah.
And that's what I did. We kind of had a little plan, and then sometimes we wavered from the plan, and sometimes we stuck to the plan. But I think the hardest part was having to come back on, you know, after the 2 weeks and be like, man, we didn't get to do this. We didn't get to do that.
Right. And now we're back.
Now we have a list of things to go back to.
For next time.
So, like I said, if they keep booking me, I'll do it. Oh.
Quit doing that.
That was twice.
Painful.
Yeah.
It hurt.
As long as they keep booking
me,
I'll keep doing it. And then I'm going to cross my fingers for Korea next year. I would love to go to Korea. I hear it's very similar to Japanese culture, if not healthier.
It could just become your career. Right?
I wish.
Yeah.
If I can get paid to travel and do makeup, you know.
We kind of already are.
I mean, I'm getting there.
But full-time would be awesome.
Right? Full-time would be ideal. Mm-hmm. But, you know,
that's
baby steps.
That's how you become full-time. You got to start this way.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And then
with, you know, with more job, more responsibility, and then you don't have to work more, and maybe it won't be as fun.
Yeah, that's true.
So maybe it's kind of fun right now to just enjoy and
I'm just riding the magic carpet right now. Just
Absolutely. And you stay
awesome.
On there as long as you can.
Absolutely.
Because you're having so much fun. When we watch you, we just see what you're doing, and it's like, God, that's so crazy. You're totally exposed.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you're just out there. This is what I'm going to do. This is who I am. And it's working.
Yeah.
It's fabulous.
I think I had a realization a couple years ago that I just want to surround myself with creative people, like mm-hmm. including you with your tie-dye stuff mm-hmm. and you with like your leather making and your hats and, you know, Ren Faire stuff. Like you've just guys, you know, you exploded from just making like, oh, I'm going to make a top hat today. I mean, like, actually, I want to make some bracers and, you know, do a full-on ensemble.
She was around from the beginning.
Exactly.
Yeah, I remember that. You're like, because I come into the studio like, hey, guess what I made today? And I was like, what'd you make? He's like, I made this really cool top hat.
Yeah.
And I was like, you made that out of leather? It looks like plastic. And he's like, no, I made that.
Yep.
That was awesome.
I still
leather working's hard.
It is hard.
It is so hard, and it makes your hands sore.
Yeah.
For sure. But it's also super rewarding.
Absolutely.
And once you get the knack for it, you know.
That's how we were. It was like, no, we just always lived in that creative space. Luckily, because we are the same, and we like to do the same creative things. So it was like, perfect.
Well, it's like you say, we've surrounded ourselves with someone who's encouraging and is like-minded and and creative. Yep. And then we just married them. Mm-hmm. And so now we just have to be around each other, and we just are making stuff all the time.
We are doing it. It's funny.
That's great. I just think it's, but it wasn't, it is something you always want to make up?
Honestly, I wasn't really into makeup until I was like 20, 21, and I put some makeup on my friends for Zombie Crawl, and we ran around and froze our butts off, and then I was like, actually, that was a lot of fun. And then like I slowly started doing my own like home stuff, and then my friend Lily, she worked at 13th Floor, and I like bugged her, and I was like, hey, you work at a haunted house? She's like, yeah. And I was like, hey, I want to do that. I want to go do what you're doing. And I came in and did an interview the year after, and I applied for airbrush. Never had an airbrush in my hand my entire life. And I did it for the first time. He's like, oh, well, you're actually really good. And I was like,
okay.
I'm just trying, man.
Yeah.
I have no idea. Literally had no idea what I was doing.
I love it.
And then all of a sudden, 5 years later, I've been with them for 5 years. And this was the first year I've decided to just kind of, you know, do my own thing and book my own shows. Or not shows, but book my own you know, people who want their makeup done and kind of cram my entire October with makeup. And then one of my Octa friends was just like, are you doing anything this haunted season? I was like, actually, I was just planning on just chilling and doing makeup at my house for, you know, the entire month. She's like, actually, we could really use you. And I was like, all right, sounds good. You know, need a change of pace. And it's been like completely like a giant breath of fresh air being able to a completely new haunt. They have no idea who I am.
Oh,
you know, I don't have to, you know, not like I know how to close door over there, but, you know, just having new people and new creative energies
new
to be
around.
New
creative energy. That's why I go back to St. Nick's. Like, because I
work. A little Christmas store in Santa Fe?
Yep. It's huge, yes. Come in there and see me. You're freaking love it.
Like IKEA.
Oh, my God.
Little,
We have the most amazing Halloween. I don't even know. They're like stuffed dolls. And they look like skeletons. And they're so freaking creepy. They're right in my area.
Did you get them at St. Nick's?
No, they're there. They're at St. Nick's, and I want them. And they're all named, like, Albagore and all these weird...
Really?
Yes, and they have these weird little teeth. They're kind of creepy looking.
I thought St. Nick's only had Christmas stuff.
Oh, they have Halloween
stuff?
No, they
have a whole Halloween village that's bad, like a train.
Yeah, at the front door.
It's sweet, so amazing. Halloween village.
Well, they have everything. Like, they have... what is that? Jack Skeleton, the Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah, all that. A whole trees,
they have,
if that's what you mean.
Yeah, all
probably.
Kinds of Christmas Holy villages, smokes. Everything in there. They
that's dangerous
have...
for my wallet. Don't.
Oh, yeah. Oh, look at the Halloween village. The Halloween villages are amazing.
I might have to scoop over there before the end of the year.
And they're all set up so you can see all the pieces. That's cool. Sweet. Anyways, little stuffed Halloween guys.
Yeah, so they're pretty cool. I'll send you pictures of them.
Awesome.
Because they're
Absolutely.
Sweet. But yeah, so that's why I go there, because I just do something like... Something that I love and that I enjoy, but there's no stress on it, right? It's like I just go in and I help Susan. Susan gets all the stress. I just come in and try to help alleviate some of her stress.
Right?
You know?
I do the thing.
I do the thing. I go in, I do the thing, and then I leave, and then I go back if I want the next year. If not, I wait, you know?
Right.
Because in this year, like, I don't know, some years it's like, oh, my God, I really needed this. just being in there, talking with the different people, you know, helping them design things, helping, you know, it's just like, well, and then you're
getting away from Sean.
No, I don't mind being around you, but it is very nice. And then in the store, because when you come in, it is, it's like this, but Christmas.
Wow.
Like 25 times more.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Floor to ceiling.
Yeah.
Corner to corner.
It's like a Christmas walkways. Display threw up. A whole
could not even imagine.
Christmas display.
Wow.
And they're beautiful.
Yeah. See, and mean, all its little Christmas display babies.
Because it's not cheap Christmas.
It's incredible.
It's
heirloom
it's
stuff.
Fancy,
we talked about that already.
Fancy,
yeah.
Nice. Hand blown, blown glass.
But the Halloween stuff is equally as freaking nice.
Oh gosh!
Oh, I'm sold. You have to tell me twice.
Yeah, I'll send you pictures. That way you can see it when you're out and about.
Absolutely.
I want to see these little guys.
I want them. And then the cutest little witches. Those are on sale right now.
Yeah. So I'm gonna go on October 30th,
right?
And be like, all right, what's on sale? What's not on sale?
All right, load up.
I should find out when the Halloween stuff goes on sale. The Department 56 stuff never goes on sale. Department 56 is high quality heirloom collectibles.
Oh.
They're expensive.
Okay. Good to know.
But they're insurable. Yeah. So that's a good thing.
Nice.
But anyways,
insurable. Did you hear that? She glazed over. It's a Christmas decoration that is insurable. You claim that on your home insurance.
Absolutely.
Like your gold and diamonds.
Your Christopher Radcos too. Don't forget.
Christopher Radcos that hang on your tree.
Saint Nick faces.
Yeah.
Nuts. That little Santa's worth $86,000. Live, there's probably one out there.
Yeah.
Sure, make fun.
That's exactly right.
Don't sneeze on it.
Right.
It costs you $1,000.
What's next? Now, you also drive Lyft, and from what I've heard around town, the sweetest, badassest Lyft truck in town.
Vehicle.
Yeah,
that's a whole other thing.
I know, it's crazy.
Your other reputation.
So when I'm not doing makeup and traveling like a crazy person, when I'm home trying to make money and pay my bills and pay my rent, is I drive for Lyft, and I guess I'm a local Lyft celebrity. Sort
That's what
of.
I heard,
you
yeah.
Are.
Yeah, I drive a purple Jeep with pink underglow lights, and it turned out to be something that I've always wanted to have on my own car, because I finally bought my own car. I liquid wrapped it, and then I put lights underneath, and then everyone's kind of exploded in the community, where they're like, oh, she has pink lights, that means she's a Lyft driver. And then all of a sudden, my buddy Tim put pink lights on his minivan, so he drives XL.
Oh my gosh.
And then exploded into, he put lights on the inside of his XL, and now he created his own little acrylic candy box with the trash underneath. So he has like a little candy box that glows inside of it. He's like, Tim, how did you make that? He's like, oh, I just had a, you know, a table saw and some acrylic laying around. And I was like,
yeah, and just laying around.
He just built it into his freaking van. And I was like, how did that even happen? He's like, you inspired me, Melinda.
Yep.
And I was like,
thank you.
Yeah. And then he put lights underneath his wife's Jeep, because him and his wife go drive for Lyft, because that's what they like to do. It's just like they'll just like banter about the passengers they have. But they're like the nicest couple. Like if I ever grow, you know, I find a person and grow old.
If you ever grow old.
If I ever grow old.
I love it. I agree. That's right. Yeah.
If I ever grow old, you know, I want to, they have relationship goals out the wazoo. Like they are the epitome of what I want to grow old.
Yeah.
Like they're just the cutest couple. And so he put underglow lights underneath his car, her
That's
car.
Freaking sweet.
And then I've seen other Uber drivers too. They'll drive around with blue lights underneath their car. And so they're rocking the underglow light straight up 90s style. I guess that was a 90s fad. I had no idea.
Yeah.
I just put underglow on my car. So
Vanilla Ice had him on his Mustang.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Ice, so now ice, if you ever see them running around, it's like,
I started that.
No idea.
You
restarted. And you won some contests. You won a contest with your car recently. I saw you with the statue or the trophy.
Oh, yeah,
my little trophy made out of little Jeep parts.
Yeah.
So I entered my car into a car show to help promote my friend's business who liquid wrapped my car. And it was an all-girls Jeep car show. And there was just like the only Renegade there. Everyone else had like giant lifted Jeep, monster truck wheels, beefy thing. But all women drove them, which was super cool. And so I rolled in. I had like a little poster board of all the different things that I had on it. And I got best in show, you know, show queen is the name of the award that I got.
Oh,
but
yes.
It was cool. It was made out of like a little pulley and a little piston.
Yeah.
Someone welded it all together and then put the little a plaque on there. So I was like, oh, yeah, I won.
You know
trophy.
How many chicks were pissed off.
Yes.
Oh, right.
Their 33-inch tires didn't win. You got your little purple damn fluff Jeep down there. That's what they're calling it.
Oh, I definitely got, some,
oh,
got the side eye a little bit.
Oh, I bet you did. You got the full eye, I'm sure.
No, I worked my butt off for my car. It's really rewarding to be like, oh, yeah.
It's a beautiful little
you
Jeep.
You drove
but it's
that rodeo. Forever.
Yeah. I was going to ask.
I sold it.
Rodeo Joe.
I heard
you.
I sold it for parts.
He died.
It would cost too much to fix him.
He absolutely died.
Driving him. Whatever that meant. You know what I mean?
I drove my rodeo. I drove the shit out of that rodeo. I did sell it to my friend. It still exists. Yeah. My friend's driving
it. At least it's still on the road.
It still has the crazy wrap all over it, too, that I painted on it. Yeah. So I think she lives in Golden. So if you ever see her driving around, you know, my car is somewhere over in the Golden facility. It still exists.
All right. Well, tell me about the wrap. That's what I want to know, because I'd like to do a chrome wrap on the cube.
On the cube?
Yeah.
The chrome wrap.
Chrome cube.
Chrome is a little bit beyond...
Your guy?
It's just beyond anything practical right now. Right.
No, I see. Justin Bieber had a Lambo that was chrome wrapped.
Yeah, he put like $1 million in that thing to wrap it.
Well,
I'm sure.
I don't know about that.
But
Nickel dipped
his Lambo. Oh my god, he pewtered the whole thing. Just
pewtered it.
It's
real slow now.
it weighs 4 tons.
So what color are available, like yours?
So the cool thing about my liquid wrap is that it's actually a derivative of Plasti-Dip. Okay. And then people get all freaked out when I say Plasti-Dip, because Plasti-Dip is the bane of people's existence because it's terrible or whatever. And it's like, actually, this thing's called Autoflex, and it's a little bit better than Plasti-Dip. So it's still a rubber coating.
Okay.
Where you can you can mix the pigments that you buy online and then spray it on your car.
Okay.
But then when it cures, you can, you know, peel it off like a rubber coating, and it'll go back to the original color underneath.
Right. And not damage it at all.
And not damage it. If anything, it's like protecting it.
Yeah. I see vehicles where they lost a fender, and so they pulled some off, and you can see where it was, you know, something applied on there.
Right.
Is it something a guy could do in his garage or what?
Well, that's what I did with my rodeo. Mm-hmm. I Plasti-Dipped. That was Plasti-Dip, actually. I Plasti-Dipped my rodeo in my friend's garage 2-3 years ago. And so I sprayed my own car myself just to try and see how it was. It's a giant pain in the ass. It's very rewarding to see something that you do a daily driver. You'd be like, hey, I did that. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a very rewarding thing.
Huh. I'd like to do it to the cube. I think it'd be
if you have a garage, you know, if you have some stuff in the garage, you can throw some tarps on it.
Yep.
And you can spray it in your own garage.
I have a garage. I built a tent in my driveway once and painted a Volkswagen Bug.
Yes,
I could definitely do that with the cubes. Yep. Yeah. I have no problem with that.
Yeah, and the good thing about Plasti-Dip, it's pretty forgiving. So if like you spray it on and, you know, if you don't like it, you can always peel it off. Or if there's a panel you don't like, you can peel it off, to retape it off, spray it again.
Wow.
So it's a lot more forgiving than regular paint. Plasti-Dip is relatively cheap. It's around $40, $50 a gallon. And for the rodeo, I had to use around 5 or 6 gallons.
No shit.
So, yeah.
That's not bad, though.
But I also had to pay for the color-shifting pigment. So it costs, I think the kit that I bought was $400.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That included the pigments. A top
coat. Because yours changed color, right?
Mine changed color, so it had the color shift that made it a little bit more expensive. Mm-hmm. So if you just want to do a flat matte black or a matte white or
the
a matte
purple
whatever.
No, we want something flashy.
Yeah,
it does. So
she wants a green, I think.
But the thing with Plasti-Dip is it's not a high gloss. It does not mimic
No, that's what I want. No, I want the flat. That's what
right.
I like.
You want the flat? So
oh, that's
Plasti-Dip
the sweet
would totally
part about
be
it.
What you
yeah.
want to do.
That's what I like.
They do a neon green. They do a forest green. They do all sorts of stuff. So I would definitely recommend...
It would
at least
be
trying
nice
it,
to do the chrome.
Or just do the hood, or, you know, do something. Do
how about
the
a stripe?
Accent. Right. Do a stripe, too.
How about, old school, the heartbeat down the side? Remember, that's 90s, man. Remember
put
those?
A giant swallow on the side.
Right, that'd be better.
Yeah, swallows.
All you have to do is stencil it out, throw it on there, spray it, a couple layers, and then peel it off, and you're done. It's
done.
A lot
what
more forgiving
kind of
than people
do you
really
use,
think.
Like an HVLP gun? Or?
Actually, so my dad... He goes to pawn shops a lot, and he found the DYC dip your car sprayer at a pawn shop for $10, and he snatched it for me. And so if you want to use it, you're welcome.
You got
welcome.
It?
Yes,
oh, you
I
own
it.
It.
I own it.
Oh, we're
so
dipping the cube.
So you are more than welcome to use it.
I need to wait
until
spring, huh?
I would definitely wait until the spring, because cold and Plasti-Dip do not mix.
I'll start doing color investigations, and get a plan going. We're dipping the cube.
Dip it.
Because I can tape like a mofo. I'm good at masking. Oh, yeah, I'm a former painter.
Well, they always say the better you prep, the better it's going
to
turn out.
Amen to that.
You know, it's 98% prepping and 2% painting.
Right.
So as you, exactly. So
awesome.
It's great.
That's
it's fun.
But you'll do anything, won't you? Like, do you work on your car? Do you?
Her face is all, wait a minute.
I mean, you painted plastic.
I do. I actually just bought a project car too.
Yeah.
Is that a Miata?
It is a Miata.
I always wanted a Miata.
It's a cute ass little car, but it's beat to shit.
But you said the motor was good.
The motor and the transmission are really good.
The interior, dash was torn apart.
The interior is decent. The dash is cracked a little bit, but the exterior has hail damage. But I'm going to teach myself how to take hail damage out. Yeah. I'm going to learn how to Bondo a car.
I'm going to
try and learn how to paint, permanently paint. I know, I don't want to Bondo it, but there's a lot of hail damage.
Well, you especially don't want to Bondo hail damage.
I wonder if you can find parts.
I've been looking for parts, but my
trunk needs to be bondoed and sand. I'm gonna sand my
Does it look like an old kid with pizza face?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of sad.
Well, maybe there's a way to use it to its advantage, because you bondo all that out, you're gonna add 72 pounds of that car.
Oh.
You have to skin coat the whole thing, and you know how much sanding you'll have to do.
I haven't gotten there yet. I'm still putting the suspension back together. I bought new coilovers, new rotors, new brake pads. I'm spraying the calipers red, so they give it like the nice racy color on it.
Nice.
I got wheels and tires finally, because the tires, it's crazy how I bought this car. I bought this car from a kid for $750, came with a brand new set of tires without wheels. And then the car itself, it ran and drove for $750.
It looked like it was in an alley or something.
It was actually just on the street. But the reason he had to get rid of it is because his mom's like, that's been on my lawn, my street for, you know, how long it needs to go. And he's like, this needs to be gone tonight. And I was like, well, I'll come get it tomorrow.
Oh, you should have offered him $500.
Well, it was technically $500 because the tires itself were $225.
Yeah.
And he bought brand new tires. They were still all bundled up. Wasn't even taken out of the packaging. They were like, I bought brand new tires, and my mom wants me to get rid of it. And I was like, well, here's some.
Moms know everything. Yep, thank you. Moms are smarter than you.
I'll take the car.
I bet it'll be fun.
You should have seen the look on my dad's face, though, when he came and looked at the car, because he was going to help me bring it back to the house. And he's like, this is a lot more beat up than I thought. And I was like, Dad, you need to drive the car. And he's like, I'm not driving it. And I was like, no, Dad, you need to drive the car. And he's like, okay, fine. So he just jumps in the car and drives it around the block, and I follow him back home, and he gets into a parking lot, starts doing donuts in the car, and he's like, all right, this is pretty cool.
Yeah. It's got some power.
It's a little V6, that little tiny car.
It punches, it's fun. I bet it does.
My dad's like, we're gonna have to get a turbo, we have to get a new intake manifold, we need to redo the exhaust, all this other stuff, and I'm like, let's just make it look decent and put it on the ground. Right now it's on jack stands.
Yeah, get it rolling, and then start modifying it.
I love it.
Let the next guy do that shit.
Right. I just want to make it nice.
Are you going to drive it or are you going to sell it?
Oh, I'm going to drive it. I'm going to drive the crap out of it. Because one, I want to get better at driving manual. Two, it's a cute little car. It's like, I want to murder it all out. I'm going to do black top.
Nice.
I already have the black top.
It's so cute.
Did you buy a brand new top?
Here's the crazy thing is the window was all screwed up. Yeah. It was, you know, crappy plastic. So I met up with this guy to buy a new hood that had less hail damage. And I go and meet up with a guy, and the hood that he showed me, he's like, oh, by the way, there's hail damage on it. And I was like, God damn it.
Yeah.
And it was considerably less hail damage. So I'm like, fine, I'll take the hood. And then the soft top I was buying, he's like, oh, by the way, the soft top is glass. And I was like, what? He's like, yeah, it has a glass window.
Yes.
Does it have the defrost?
Yes. Sweet.
He gave it to me for $100.
Oh,
it's like a $300 or $400 freaking soft top.
Oh,
and he's like, yeah,
canvas is all
I'm
good.
Turning my Miata into a racetrack. So he's literally just gutting the entire thing.
Yeah, roll cage. A
whole roll cage, took the soft top. He wants to get a hard top instead. Sweet. So he literally was just gutting the entire thing.
Yeah, let me know what else you want to get rid of.
Yeah, just let me know. I bought some headlights from him. I got the hood. I got the soft top. And so the soft top was a huge score. The canvas in it was perfect.
Yes.
So
this car wants you.
Apparently, everything's lining up.
It's your Christine.
Yes, it does.
It is.
It's your Christine.
It was calling.
Absolutely insane. And like, here's another crazy story about the stupid wheels. Like, I've been looking for 14-inch wheels for the stupid Miata, and nobody has them for less than like $300 or $400. And I was like, that's pretty much the entire cost of the car. I'm not buying a set of wheels for that much.
Yeah.
Well, I found this guy way out in freaking Fountain, Colorado, and he's like, you need to come to me in order if you want these wheels. And I'm like, if I'm coming to you, I'm giving you $100.
Yeah.
He's like, fine. Meet me here at 9 a.m. on Sunday. And I was like, cool. Okay. I'm driving an hour and 45 minutes down south to freaking Fountain.
Yeah, you are.
And lo and behold, the tires were trash, but that's fine because the tires are already, when I bought the car, are perfect.
Yep.
So I just wanted the stupid wheels. So I got the wheels. The wheels are perfect. No curb rash. It looks like they sat in a garage all its entire life.
Yes.
Got a brand new set of wheels for $100.
Are they stock?
Yes.
They are stock wheels. They have the little Miata on it.
Awesome. That's sweet.
Like, perfect.
Yeah, so you're going to have fun in this little car. Next summer, that's going to be your summer ride. You need to get some big old glasses. One of those silk things put around your head.
Oh, my gosh. Ariel.
I'm going to have a giant black witch hat.
Oh, yeah, that's you are. That's all I was going to say.
Driving my car. Like, Ariel's friend had the cutest bat glasses on when they were driving to California. They were bat wings instead of cat wings. Yeah. You know, they were bats. I'll have to ask her where she got them. Because you would freaking love them.
Yep.
That's so cute. Me.
Because you're into the dark dress and the bat and the kind, I want to say goth look, but the big boots.
I can say goth, yeah. I think of like, it's a goth look turned into like raver kid sometimes too. Like yeah. I'll show up to the rave or, you know, the goth club and, you know, harem pants and my shoulder holsters and a tank top. And
shoulder boulder holder?
The shoulder boulder holder is my shoulder.
I love those.
My holsters.
Now, I have seen some of
shit.
Your outfits and some you wear and I go, ooh, Melinda, look at all that skin.
Yes,
and then
loves
I screenshot it.
I'm telling.
He does. Got a whole folder of a lot of
Melinda.
Screenshots.
Got a Melinda folder.
Oh my god, my Melinda's crazy outfits or inspiration for my new thing.
Mm. I freaking love it, man. I love what you're doing. You're just living yourself.
Yeah.
Your best self. And it's working out so well for you.
Yeah.
It's crazy when you know, you remove toxic people out of your life and you finally take a step forward and all these doors open all at once. It was just like a complete eye-opening experience.
Yeah.
You know, 2 years ago, I was absolutely miserable and I was like, I can't live like this anymore. And so, you know, just having to do complete change of your lifestyle. And, you know, I never would have thought I'd be here traveling the world and doing makeup. And then, you know, being here on a podcast, talking to you crazy people. So.
And having the most amazing hairless cat.
Yeah.
Oh, that
my little baby.
I
want to
meet your
brought
cat.
Up
I
should
have. Next time.
Gosh darn it.
You'll come back and
is
talk about
really
more things.
Cool. I hear everyone say those cats are super cool. Like
Melinda's cat seems very cool.
They
he's
have
too
just
chill.
Something about them.
He goes,
but it's because they've got no hair,
in
right?
Sometimes, doesn't he?
He goes on lift rides with me sometimes, even though I'm not supposed to have him in the car, but whatever.
Do people hate him?
No, I mean just lift terms of policy. You're not having.
Does he sit
in
the
car,
dash?
But he'll sit on my lap, and then he'll if he's interested in the people that I'm driving with, he'll come over and say hi, and they'll come back to my lap. He's just super friendly and really chill. Loves being in the car with me. He just loves being around people. Like him
so
being at home without me is like I feel like he just like as soon as I come home, he's like, man, where are you? Where have you been?
Where have you been?
It's like 10 o'clock at night.
Right.
Where have you been?
You've been gone all day.
Been gone all damn day, waiting for you to come home.
He's a hairless. Rat cat. What are they called?
Hairless. He's a sphinx cat.
A sphinx.
The official term. But I got him 2 years ago. He just turned 2 years in September. And I'll have him for 2 years in December. I got him as like an early Christmas present to myself.
You gotta seek those cats out.
I had
you
it. Know,
just
I
come
got
across
him from a lady
them.
On Craigslist. People, I tell people that. They just think I'm crazy. And I was like, no. I was looking for a sphinx cat for a long time. And all of a sudden, this lady had, you know, six pictures of kittens. And I was like, oh, no, she'll give me a kitten.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's like, yeah, just meet me at the Petco on Saturday on, you know, 6 p.m. And I was like,
done.
Be there.
Are they all the same color and everything? Are they always that same color, that balls color?
The hairless balls color? No.
Man, that could just be my balls. I mean, they're not my neighbor's balls.
I mean, if you have ball balls, I'd be a little worried there.
No, but are they like white or, you know what I mean?
Why are they hairless or
no,
why
are they
coming
that
color?
Same color? Are they always that same?
Yes. Yeah. They always have like this weird, you know, nude pastel light color.
Mm-hmm.
There's actually a breeder here in Denver that has, she breeds a couple different sphinx types and they will come out black or
that's
gray.
That's what I was wondering, if there was any black
they
ones.
Do. They have calico.
Oh, see, now that would be cool.
They have, I mean, I feel like sphinxes are so strange, but they come in so many different shapes and sizes. Like, he is very lanky and long-legged and
he
skinny.
He looks very long.
But he's not, like, the size of a normal cat where they're
and
just, like,
and he has, like, the cutest
and
little dick face.
He does.
Like, I'm a dick. What? Don't
but he's
look
not,
at
like, an asshole, though. He's just, like,
it's just his face.
It's just his face. He has, like, a little Hitler mustache, too, underneath his nose.
It's cute,
just, like,
man.
Just so freaking cute.
They always look like Siamese, bald Siamese cats to me.
I mean, I think they are. I mean, at least his breed is probably similar because of how tall and lanky and long-legged
legs
he
look
is.
Long.
Because I've met sphinxes that are like small and chunky and
oh, really?
Like compact, wrinkled ball thingies. And they're really strange and they're ugly looking. But I think
that
he might be
like
cute.
A little ball sack cat.
I think yours is
truly a little ball sack cat.
Yeah, you don't want that. You don't want a little ball sack.
And they're hypoallergenic.
They are hypoallergenic, but they're not the most hypoallergenic because they're allergic to the saliva or the dander.
That's
and
what
he has
say.
Both because he licks himself, you know, to
groom himself.
Even though he's hairless. But yeah.
He licks his skin.
I will try to fall asleep and all I hear is...
And you're like, stop it.
See?
Stop it.
No.
Yeah. I can hear you. You're freaking making yourself
there
so
you
loud.
Go. Yeah. Just did it for me. We're not getting one of those.
I don't know.
I do not want another pet.
Just wait until you meet my cat. Once you meet my cat, they're like, oh my God.
No, Shana can't. Everyone. Look, touch him. She can't even touch him.
You don't know that.
I do.
Let's try.
I've seen you touch cats before.
I'm so allergic to cats.
Like, you turn into a little red eye. Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Like, from.
Like, she sat on a chair at someone's house and goes,
and the saliva.
I gotta go.
Not because, like, oh, this is a terrible place. Or,
No.
It happens to you. He'll know right away because I won't sit down. Because I know as soon as I walk into someone's house, if they have a cat, how clean they are with their cat. Because that plays a huge part in it.
Oh, yeah.
If they're clean, I can sit, I can whatever. But if there is dust bunnies everywhere, it's like, okay, shit. Don't touch anything.
Uh-huh.
Fabric.
Happening. That's what
I need
say.
Kleenex in your nose.
Yeah, can I have a wooden chair?
Yeah, you're right.
Don't wipe it down. You know what I mean? Like crank. A germaphobe.
Yeah.
And I just sit there with my hands tucked in like, okay.
Yeah.
Because.
Totally.
Like, it sounds like you're allergic to the dander. Like pretty
my
hardcore.
My chin starts itching. And then like it just goes from there. It goes to my eyes. Then I can't breathe. And it's like, oh my God.
And okay. I've also seen her overdose on allergy pills once.
Oh, yeah, that's
while
awful.
Having a cat attack.
Benadryl.
And so I know all the signs. So there's no careless cats.
One time we were moving Sean's mom out of her, moving Bob out of his house when they got married. And I had no idea that he had like 9 cats.
And never cleaned his house.
Oh, no.
20 years.
And like 9 barn cats.
Oh, no.
Right? That lived in the porch.
I would die.
Yeah. So we walked in. And as soon as we walked in, I was like, oh, my God. And he's like, what? And I'm like, there's a lot of cats in here. And he's like, what? And I'm like, there's a lot of cats in here. So we moved just a few things. And we're out in Wyoming. We have nothing. I have no inhaler. I have no nothing because I'm not expecting it at all. Oh, my gosh. I'm drinking freaking Goldschlager. Like, just please
sipping
loosen
it.
Up my
oh
chest.
Oh, my God.
Like,
oh,
I'm in the car. I'm just like, we got to go home.
We couldn't
we're
stay.
We're in Wyoming.
Couldn't stay. No. No way.
No, it's another time.
That was
horrible. Holy shit.
I like cats, though.
Well, another time moving my mom almost killed you.
Wow. Bye, cat dander.
And then she's upstairs.
I moved
yeah,
a lot.
Totally. Anyway.
We'll have an experiment and see if he gives you
like
a reaction.
To.
Yeah, well, bring him over and rub your ball cat on her face.
Yeah, I'll rub his balls all over your face, Sean.
That's right.
He's got balls?
He's fixed.
That would be weird.
My friend calls
balls.
It his coin purse. Just rub his coin purse all over his face.
You know, it would be weird as if you had one of those bald cats, but his balls were hairy.
He's fuzzy. I mean, I think his balls are probably a little fuzzy.
My bald cat has
that's
hairy
fuzzy
balls.
That's great.
That's
to be a kid's children
man.
Book.
This is
story
been
time.
Awesome.
Yeah. Okay, so I have a question before you go.
Yeah.
Are you a witch?
I am a witch.
Like
oh
a practicing
my,
witch?
Yes.
Like a Wiccan? Like dance
me,
around naked witch?
No, I don't know. I had a realization this summer when my witch mom, I traveled with her to Meow Wolf back in March, and some weird stuff happened on our way there. And two things was we left Denver to head down to Santa Fe in New Mexico. And a deer ran out in front of my car in the middle of Colorado Springs at like 11:30 at night in the middle of the city, and it scared the other crap out of me. And I'm like, why would there only be one deer in the middle of the city at midnight on a Tuesday?
Right.
Like that
what
was just one
hell?
One
it's
weird
Tuesday.
Little thing. And then two, when we finally got down to Santa Fe, there was like a flock of crows just like hanging out by
was
our
it a murder?
Hotel. It was a murder. It was
a
murder of crows just hanging out. And I asked my witch friend about it. And she's like, yeah, those are just a symbol. You're in the right place. And I was like,
interesting.
And ever since then, like, I just been kind of more in tune about weird things like that. So I'm like, yeah, I could think I consider myself a witch now. I'm a baby witch. Still
awesome.
Learning.
Yeah. You have a witch mom.
I do have a witch mom.
How'd you get
she,
her?
She, like, awakened. She's actually my tattoo artist. She tattoos me. And it wasn't until recently I was hanging out with her. She's just a very, like, powerful, radiating being. And, you know, she's kind of been teaching me about little witch things about, like, you know, magic oil and, like, protecting herself or, like, creating, like, little spells for, you know, when I traveled, I carried a mala with me and when I went to Japan to protect me. And it absorbed a lot of energy and stuff like that. So you have to cleanse your mala in order to, you know, it kind of just stays with you and protects you and keeps evil spirits away from you.
Yeah,
it's really
that.
Hard to explain.
No, I love it.
But it's just like weird. I don't know. Just something just clicked with me and it worked for me. And that's what I believe.
So is this a Wiccan thing or is this just a...
I don't think it's any...
just a universal
spiritual... quote-unquote witch, I guess.
Spiritualism.
That's the new thing. Yeah, that is the thing.
I'm just trying to
it's
understand.
Not a new thing, and I don't it's mean to say a new thing like yeah. that, because yeah, we're very
it's becoming
spiritual.
A more common thing,
right?
Not
right.
a new thing
to
by
just
any
be
means.
Spiritual and not necessarily have to label it.
Label it exactly.
Believe what you believe right. in the spiritual realm, and then that's it.
That's right. Yeah.
Totally, 100%.
You think your witch mom would come on our podcast and talk about being a witch mom?
How witch mom is she? Is she a Wiccan? Or is she also like a universalist?
She's also universal. I'll have to talk to her about it because she's very sensitive to electronics. She doesn't even have a phone. Like, she can't even stare at a phone for very long because she's very, like, empathic.
Yeah, yeah. I understand
that's why it's hard for her to tattoo, is that she feels the pain
of
people when they get tattooed. And so she only tattoos
she
people, like, one
over.
Or two times a
week. Oh, let's
get
all, we get together and cry.
yes!
That would be great. Let's do.
So, I don't know.
I'll
talk to her about it.
I've got a lot of pain in me.
Don't think she's going to be down for it. But we'll,
I bet
we'll see.
She might be.
Yeah.
Because we'll Shayna is also a very powerful empath.
Today,
and I, like I said, I'm a sad fella.
on the podcast this morning, I said, okay, I need a witch.
Yeah.
I need a witch on the show. Like
okay.
a real practicing long time.
Okay.
We do.
Practicing.
And, not to,
it, and it doesn't have to
know.
Be Wiccan. It doesn't
learn.
Have to, yeah.
Okay.
I want, well, because we had a warlock on the show.
Okay.
He's a warlock in the Church of Satan. And okay. so I was like, now we need a witch on the
show. He probably knows her. She's actually like had art galleries and performed for the Church of Satan.
Really?
Actually, they're really nice people.
Oh my God. They're the
they're
most
like
amazing,
the best
right?
down to earth
oh
people
God.
I've ever met. Like,
listen, you
totally
have to
cool.
listen to that one. Listen to the one with Adam Roberts.
Oh yeah. Totally.
For sure.
It's so enlightening,
it's
like
very
so
enlightening.
Smart. It's just incredible, and you can't really disagree with a lot of what they say. Not that I mean, you pick your own beliefs
Without.
Of whatever, but it's like some of it's just common sense stuff. It's
oh
like,
yeah, I think
yeah.
the basis of it is just like don't hurt other people and
yep.
do whatever you want. Indulge in the flesh.
Yep, yep.
And don't
yep.
fuck with other people. That's really
and don't be dumb.
About it. And
don't be
stupid.
Dumb.
Don't be. It's
yeah. It's just
it's
mind boggling
of,
that people are just
the
like.
Episode. If
Satanist.
You have not listened to the episode, go back to the archives and
yeah.
listen to the episode
oh, yeah.
with Adam Roberts,
yeah,
the
definitely.
Warlock from Satan.
Their little hangout spot is on Broadway somewhere. Mm-hmm. I think.
Well, this guy was he's from the West Coast.
Yeah,
oh,
he's
from
in
the West.
So he's a
West.
Oh yeah, he's a West.
I'm saying the chapter here in Denver.
Yeah,
they have like a little hangout thing on South Broadway. They'll go and hang out and discuss things.
Where? Oh, we'll talk.
Yeah, we'll talk. That's another time.
Yeah, that's another time. I want to ask her because I would love to. And then if not, you just come back. We'll talk about it too.
Yeah.
Come on back.
All right.
This has been great. Now, are you open to be booked? I mean, you're a professional. Do you want to tell us about your websites and stuff?
Yeah, I am completely open on Halloween and Dia de los Muertos on November 1st and November 2nd. Dia de los Muertos.
Yeah, that's
what your little tablecloth is all about.
Uh-huh.
Day of the Dead.
yeah. Where's that at?
That's a Day of the Dead celebration
where?
Going on November 1st and 2nd. I don't know.
Santa Fe?
It's the celebration that the Mexican culture is what they do
it's those two
on
days.
The day after Halloween. You know, the movie Coco?
Yeah.
No,
we never saw it, but we
yeah,
know,
I
what
know
it is, yeah.
Yeah. So
I think it came out before that movie.
oh, yeah.
But I know about it, yes. and so where are you going to be doing? You're going to be doing makeup for that?
I'll be doing, actually, I don't have anything booked right now. I am completely open
ah,
on Halloween, Thursday,
gotcha.
And then Friday the 1st, and then Saturday the 2nd. So if anybody wants
She's
their
available.
Makeup done for Halloween parties, you know.
Day of the Dead.
Day of the Dead makeup or any sort of celebration. I think I got booked
Ooh,
for November
really
9th,
good.
Too.
Really
so.
Good skull.
Candy skull
skeleton.
Face, mm-hmm. yeah.
I airbrush your face, and then I'll go in with detail and throw some glitter on you yeah. or whatever, and you'll be in and out in like within an hour.
Do you do prosthetics
awesome.
As well?
I do prosthetics. So if you buy like a vampire or a Satan face or like little boils or zombies, scars, whatever, I do all those applications too.
Yeah. Awesome.
Wow.
So how do they find you?
You guys can find me on my Instagram. It's Melinda Wolf FX, so the letter F and then the letter X. I also have a website, same thing, MelindaWolfFX.com. Send me an email or
so is that three
DM WOLFE and then FX.
F-E, not FF.
Yes.
F-F-F-F-F.
It's Melinda Wolf, WOLFEFX.com and then same thing for Instagram. Just send me a DM or you know go on the little thing on the website so you'll shoot me an email right to my inbox if you guys want to have an inquiry for makeup or anything like that but
you
as
do
of right
a group
now
of people.
I could do groups of people and just come over to my house or I can come over to your house and get everything done. I've done parties or getting you know whatever anybody needs.
Awesome.
I'm getting ready for this weekend and I have two different parties. I'll be doing makeup for the Kevin Larson's Halloween palace I don't know what it's called, something like that.
Okay.
A Paranormal Palace is what
okay.
it's called.
Ooh.
As Kevin Larson throws it. It's this giant rager open party
Fun.
Or whatever, and I'll be there doing skeleton makeup for all of their dancers. They have UV lights, umbrellas. It's going to be absolutely insane.
Oh, we should go to that.
Yes, we should.
That sounds fun.
I can probably get you some discount tickets.
Oh, yeah. We'll just go as staff. I'll carry your makeup.
Right. I'm with the makeup artist.
I'm with the crew.
Duh, dude. I'm with the makeup guys. I can talk my way in.
I'm totally down for that. Get you guys in. It's going to be crazy. So I'll be there fun. On Saturday.
Very fun. Okay. Well, right. Can't wait to see the more amazing things that you do.
Yeah. Go ahead and follow me.
Follow
on Instagram.
You on Facebook, yeah. Instagram, Twitter.
I have all the things. All the same
Snapchat.
Things.
Snapchat.
All the Snapchat. Things. And you get to see all the fun music festivals. Go to those. People go to music festivals, right?
Right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Definitely.
Go. Have you been to Burning Man?
Not yet. I'm planning on it next year, though. I have a connect to be able to work Burning Man and go next year.
Yes.
So I'm going to try and work that angle.
All right.
Oh, that would suck. I hear it's dusty. So you put all that makeup, you just get all dusty.
Oh, no. This would be like totally different role. Like no makeup, just be going there with like...
Yeah.
You know, water on my back and boots on my...
Absolutely.
Boots on my feet and be like, does anybody have a camp?
Yeah.
Yeah, right, right.
No, and a butt towel.
Right.
There's one.
I need a shower.
That's right.
Yeah,
I'm working on it. I'm working on it.
Well,
that's awesome. All right.
Good
well,
job.
Thanks for coming on the
thank
show.
You
yeah,
so
thank
much
you so
for
much
coming
for
and hanging out
me.
With
We're
us
have
and having dinner
on.
And just being here.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And it's been so fun knowing you all these years from when you just started as a intern there at the station and now to see you just jumping off and doing your own thing.
Yeah, I know. It's absolutely insane.
It's impressive.
Oh, and next time we're talking about your tongue.
Oh, yeah. My little split tongue
I
got.
Even, I haven't
5 months
seen it.
Old.
I haven't asked yet.
Yeah, you're going to see
remember.
It.
I've seen it before. I looked away just in time.
Yeah,
I saw
it,
when I saw
tongue.
Your pictures on Facebook where you'd split your tongue, I had to scroll by fast just to get up enough so I could hit the like button.
The
or
like
the wow.
Button and then run
no,
away.
I think I hit the wow. Like oh, wow. I'll acknowledge you did it, but I don't know that I like it.
It was probably the craziest thing I've done so far
did
this
it
year.
Did it hurt
so.
Like a son of a
of
bitch?
Of course it fucking
Does
hurt.
Does it still hurt?
Yeah. Oh, no, it doesn't hurt anymore.
How long has it been?
June, July, August, October. 4 months?
How
for
many
months
did it hurt?
It only hurt for like two. I mean, it hurt for the week that I got it done.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going off on a tangent.
That's right. That's right. That's
wrap
right.
It up.
We're saying goodbye.
All right. Next
goodbye.
Time.
Goodbye. That's right.
We'll come
goodbye.
Back in 6 months. Bye.
Goodbye.